This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and happy 4th of July to everyone. We're going to take a pause now in this search for all the red, white, and blue at the World Trade Center to let you in on another search, another kind of pilgrimage. Very personal. It's a wheelchair pilgrimage. And even though the old Twin Towers were often criticized for being not enough like the rest of New York City, that's why I loved them. They were accessible for wheelchairs everywhere, in the subways, the plazas, and the elevators. Oh, the elevators. I used to come down here a long time ago just to ride in the fastest elevator in the city, the old Windows on the World elevator, 107 stories. Losing it in the tragedy of 2001 was a minor sniffle, I suppose, in a much deeper tragedy. But one thing I discovered while spending a perfect summer day down here is that there are oceans of brand new elevators everywhere. Like the brand new elevator in the Freedom Tower that delivers a time-lapse movie of the building of Manhattan in 47 seconds on its trip from the ground floor to the 102nd floor. I took a few moments to ride as many of these elevators at the World Trade Center as I could, to fly up and down Lower Manhattan, a wheelchair paradise through clouds of glass and ladders of concrete. Here I go.
Doors closing.
These elevators all talk, and you push no buttons anywhere except a key in the floor where you're going. The wall tells you what elevator to get into. The elevator knows where you want to go. It works. So here in this quiet, raw space, it's exactly what the old Twin Tower view used to be, although we're about halfway up. Cranes all over the place downtown. The water. This is the perfect day for being here, that's for sure.
Doors closing.
The views just get better and better. On floor 57 of Tower 4, there is no tenant. Just raw space. Yeah, we'll take it, but not exactly an apartment I can afford. And on this floor, there's an outside terrace to beat all outside terraces. You can hear the wind, you can feel the wind, but sitting right here against a wall of glass with the city all around, it's like you're lost in a dream. Is it cloud? Is it in the sky or is it on the building? You can't really tell. That is the weirdest echo. I'm completely in the open. A silent elevator takes us back down, and we end our trip in perhaps the slowest elevator in the city. It's in Tower 3. You might say that all of the sleek, speedy little elevators are the children of these slow, loud construction elevators that preceded them. Little more than cages on cables, they take us up to the unfinished, open boxes of air. Rooms yet unbuilt. No windows, no doors. Just space. It's completely open here. No walls. Just this orange netting. Come over to the edge. You look down. Absolutely nothing keeping you from falling. And there, it's the whole site just spread out. 10 years ago, this was empty. 13 years ago, this was a pile. 14 years ago, it was a burning pile. Today, it's raw space. There is a kind of hope here. Seeing all of this construction, everything new and working, it's kind of rare to see in New York, so covered with the fingerprints of industry and commerce, and just plain filth all the time. I feel a twinge for the old towers, but a bigger warmth for this new space, a dream city, where because the tragedy belonged to so many, so does the dream. And so, these are my elevators, folks. You know, you should come down and ride them sometime.